Right now, it is time to bring in Jim Lynch and cover your assets. Jim joins us on a Tuesday morning. Jim, of course, is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics. Brings well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. And we say good morning, Jim Lynch. Jim, good morning.
And good morning to you, Mr. Marshall Miles, and your wonderful audience.
And how is Mr. Lynch this morning?
I'm fantastic. We've had a couple of great days here. The fall has arrived. Couldn't feel any better. Of course, that doesn't speak to our government, but that's always something going on.
We make fun of our way of government, and we found out now it's not really making fun of it, because we've always said that democracy is kind of like making sausage. It's not a pretty process, but when the process is done right, the sausage is terrific, and of course our union as a republic turns out as perfect as it can be, along with the many flaws. But it definitely is, even after lo these hundreds of years, a work in progress, not only by politicians, but by Americans to understand the living document by which this country was founded. I want to go one place first of all, Mitch, which is not Mitch McConnell. We'll get to him later in the Republicans, but General Milley will be testifying on the Hill, and I'm positive we will get information from him about things we haven't heard about that he knows, and about what he feels in the future is set for this country and this country with Donald Trump.
Undoubtedly, and he's a very straightforward person. To be a military officer of that rank, you really can't stand a lot of BS. And so you're going to get the fact that this man, a consummate professional in the military, evaluated the president's behavior and said we conceivably could go to war because of the president's temperament and his need to make a statement to stay in office. And that's why the general basically picked up the phone to his counterpart in China to assure him there will be no war. I'll make sure it doesn't happen. And if somehow something goes awry, I will call you immediately. Now, we've learned from various sources that the general's concern was not just about war with China. It was about a war with various and sundry nations or hot spots, just so the president could say, okay, we're at war now, and I can't leave. I've got to stay in charge. I don't know if you remember the movie Wag the Dog, where an operation was created to prevent certain things happening to the politicians in power. That, of course, was a comedy. What we're dealing with now is extremely serious. Thank God that a man like this general was in place, and thank God there were probably people under him who were watching Trump in terms of his dealing with the nuclear football, because nowadays, if a president goes berserk, you're not talking about a couple of shots across the bow or a bombing of a city. You're talking about possible nuclear war. So I hope we all pay close attention to what the general is going to tell us and be grateful that this is the way he's behaved and handled himself, but put it in your mindset that we now have to be very careful who we elect as president because of the incredible power of the office, And frankly, it should make us now evaluate a little bit more than probably we have the Republican politicians, like the two ladies whose names I can't remember, who are all about rifles and guns and so forth. These are dangerous people just because of what they say and because they have constituencies. So this is not just going to begin and end with a very brave action and testimony by the general. We have got to root out these folks in the Congress and elsewhere who are, I want to say crazy, but I think that's too immature to say they're crazy. They have an agenda to change our government. And unless we wake up to this kind of thing, we're going to have a lot more of these people running and possibly winning from various parts of the country. I would hope that Nancy Pelosi gets a little bit more strict and has a bigger stick to put it to these people when they talk in public or on the House floor about guns, etc.
Well, it's going to be interesting because Nancy Pelosi, and we know she has her detractors, and she also has her people that support her. It seems like any strong woman, whether it's from Liz Cheney or Hillary Clinton or whoever, whenever they get into a position of power and they make decisions, they're always, to me, treated unfairly. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the course of the next week and a half or so in our country, Jim, because there's a lot of big now portions of the Biden presidency coming to vote in the House and hopefully the Senate that will either push us forward or keep us mired in what we're mired in. It's a big time for her. She really does have to show that she does have the ability still to push that Democratic caucus ahead in the House.
Well, I appreciate that. I think she's smart enough. She's demonstrated that in the past in terms of getting things done. She's strong enough. She doesn't back down. But she's faced with not one of her own members, but with the head of the Senate for the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, and she really can't do anything about him. Now, Schumer might be able to, but I doubt it. And so what I've arrived at, it's time for President Biden to show some stones, and basically the night before the time is up to create the law to basically say, okay, we can go forward here. We've balanced everything, and Joe has got to say, okay, this is fine. The Republicans won't vote to basically increase the debt that situation. They made it up under Donald Trump by spending $2 trillion for rich people's tax breaks. And it's always been that we spend first and then do the debt ceiling later. Well, it's time for me to call Mitch's cards, and I'm advertising now and will advertise every day after this crisis happens that McConnell is responsible for spending the money and not living up to his responsibility to increase the debt limit. Now, it works this way. Then the government will basically not be able to operate. And depending on how long it takes for us to reconstitute it, I don't know if Biden has the right guy for the sales points memo, but I certainly could do it. Every day he's got a pound on Mitch McConnell. And I'll tell you why I think it's so important to put it to Mitch McConnell. Because if you put it to him over this, that's going to put him in his corner for future things in the Senate of the United States of America. Short of that, we're going to let him get away with his childhood approach to politics, which is, oh, my ball is bigger than yours, and you can't play the game. So, folks, this is very serious. I really wish we could resolve this right now by the president putting it to Mitch McConnell and saying, fine, big boy, you don't want to go along with it, fine. I'm not going to help you out. There are ways that Biden can help him out through the 14th Amendment, creating a fund to basically buy government debt, lots of different ways. But I would prefer that he put it to Mitch McConnell once and for all. He is a cancer on our society. He is a cancer on our democracy. He is a cancer on the way we run our business through the Congress and Senate of the United States.
Well, it's going to be a very up and down week to see, because I mean already the Republicans at large blocked one significant thing that was going to happen in Washington D.C. I mean, if anything passes, Jim, of course out of the House, the Democrats will pass it out of the House, but when these measures have to get to the Senate, there's three. What we used to call Dixiecrats in the Democratic Party that are very, very strong, and there's the other side of the party, which would be my side of the party, we're more progressive, but then you have the liberal and moderate people in the middle. The Democrats have to get past this and just have to put on their bootstraps, pull up their socks, put on their shoes, and just get this done.
Well, the simple expression is the Democrats finally have to play hardball. We worked very hard to win this election, and Biden is Mr. Nice Guy, and that's fine up to a point, and he's proposed things that are in the best interest of the country with the accent on the middle class and the lesser class, and so he's put forward things that are beneficial to the majority of Americans, with the exception of the very wealthy. Everybody will prosper health-wise and economically and so forth. But we need to play hardball. We need a big stick. For instance, if this thing really gets screwed up and we don't get things done, I would vote immediately that Joe Manchin be taken down from his heading the committee that oversees the oil and gas industry, where he makes a tremendous amount of money because of his power. I don't know what the woman from Arizona has, what committee, but immediately get rid of her. Time to play hardball, folks. The Republicans have done it to the Democrats, it seems, since time infinitum, and the Democrats get elected to represent the people. Well, I, as one person, I believe I'm only one person, it's time to do what I've cast my vote for. Let's get some action here. Let's get away from the BS. Let's get away from the good old boy network. We now are confronted worldwide with incredible competition from China and other burgeoning nations, economically, politically. And I think China would like to be left alone, though we nitpick at them over various things. But we need to be strong. We can no longer be the world's best friend. If we want allies, we expect things from them, and we have to give them things that they need from us. Those who are our enemies, okay? End of story. It's not a fairy tale. It's a reality.
All right, so now let's take a look at the economy as a whole. If things, let's say the budget isn't passed, all right, and once again the country has to go into a lockdown, what would that immediately do? Obviously, it would affect the stock market. It would take a while to reach Main Street America. But, you know, the Republicans just don't seem to care at this point. It looks like over the past 8 years while they were in the office, they raised the debt limit every time they had to. And now they're saying no. It's going to be a very significant vote that comes up here.
Millions of people will be put out of work. The contractors for the government, many of them are very well suited for calamity. They have a lot of assets. But some of those will begin to go bankrupt. It depends on how long it goes. It'll be very painful economically. And once it's solved, in whatever way it's solved, it will shake the economy in terms of confidence that the government can be relied upon to be a partner with corporations and with individuals. The stock market, which is very vulnerable right now, I sent you a piece on many, many experts who feel that, as I've been expressing, it's gotten way ahead of itself. It'll get crushed. And when it gets crushed, that will crush the savings of individuals who are in funds and or stocks. Also, the bond market, which is already beginning to discount some problems, will soar in terms of interest rates. So it'll crucify housing prices and housing sales. So depending on how long it goes, it could be a prelude to a depression. And that sounds harsh, particularly since the way we've been living through this pandemic pretty successfully as a nation. But this is what we're dealing with. Also, the foreign markets will be upset by the U.S. government basically defaulting on its debt. And government bonds will not be a favorite any longer of foreign nations. This is provided it goes for weeks or months. It's not as it goes for a couple of days. You're not going to have that. But if it goes for an extended period of time, it will be terrible. And it will be terrible in various and sundry ways. The U.S. government subsidizes countless entities, be it the hospitals or agencies that deal with the people. They're gonna stop being available to give service. It's monumental. The fact that these politicians deal with it as if it's pieces of paper to move from one side of the desk to another is just. It's hard to believe, and maybe they're just so dumb, so stupid, so needing for power that they want to avoid their responsibility.
Well, we only have about 2 minutes left, but I wanted to point out something that Republicans are going to have to be very careful, and they're going to have to figure out how to control Donald Trump, and I don't think they can. Trump in Georgia said the following, having heard that Stacey Abrams might be better than having your existing governor, if you want to know what I think. Trump went on to say, Stacey, would you like to take this place? It's okay with me, end quote. Now, here's a guy that is so intensely stuck on losing the election that he's basically, even though he's going to claim he was joking, saying something like that, I mean, it has to open the eyes of some of the moderate Republicans that are sitting out there and saying, this really can be a big problem for us in 2 years.
It's amazing that the Republicans have gotten so dull mentally that they don't realize that they're creating their own demise the longer they go along with Trump, either silently or verbally, to get position for a subsequent race. Trump has already destroyed tremendous amounts of Republican values, and he will just continue to destroy the party and all its members. If you don't think that come the by-elections, the name Trump will be allied with all those who didn't stand up to him, well, please think about that. And that's going to be a death knell for anybody who doesn't stand up and stand up now. White supremacists, that is a problem in this country. And by allowing Trump to talk the way he does and certain peoples in Congress, we support white supremacists. We must put this down like a plague. And if it takes vigilantes as opposed to the federal government, so be it.
All right, Jim, always great to speak to you on a Tuesday morning. Hopefully the Yankees keep doing better, the Mets get better, and we'll leave the Jets and Giants out of it for now.
Amen to the latter part. It was sad.
All right.
It was sad.
Take care, Jim.
All right. God love all of you. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.